All right, welcome back to All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. And if you want to send us an email, you can do so at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. Our Instagram, All Action Sports Radio, and Twitter, All Action Sport, no S. We are in our surf segment with the one and only Ryan Simmons, who's on location right now doing his thing. Ryan, where are you?
Down at Lower Trestles for Surfing America's USA Championships.
Awesome. How are we looking?
The kids are ripping. The waves are like 2 to 4 feet, kind of mixed up south and west. And we've got girls under 16 and ISA division in the water first round. And exciting stuff down here.
Hey, Ryan, just off the top of my head, who do you see in that group that's the next, that right away you look at and go, man, that kid is going to be, that's the next rising star?
Well, you know, in the boys division, we've got Kanoa Igarashi, Jake Marshall, Griffin Colapinto, Nolan Raposa, that are kind of the standout surfers on the team right now. And in the girls, we've got Tia Blanco, Frankie Herr, Malia Osterkamp, Maddie Peterson. We're looking pretty good.
Is there anyone that just kind of separates themselves from the rest of the group, you know, a la Kelly Slater, the next Kobe Bryant, the next, you know?
Well, we have a couple kids on the upper tier, like I said, those names that are ready to break through. I wouldn't say that they're on that Slater-like level, but any one of them in the next year could, you know, elevate their whole demeanor and repertoire to that level. You just never know. But right now, as far as the next Kelly Slater, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
Hopefully no parents kill me.
The reason I asked that, Ryan, is because we've talked about this for a long time here at All Action Sports Radio with you, and you've always said the young guns have got to learn their way, find their way, and we talked about the splash Kolohe has made over the years, but never really getting to that height that we all thought he would get to so quickly.
Until now, right?
Till now. And that's why I was asking, because it seems like he's finally figuring it out the way you predicted a couple of years ago.
Well, let's just be really honest. You know, you can't just jump onto the scene, and even if someone at his level, he's going to have to learn the ropes. Like a lot of the PGA Tour guys that qualify from what the Nationwide Tour, they make the big tour, and they say, oh, I got to learn the courses. Well, let's look at it from that same angle. These surfers, he needs to kind of learn the ropes. The judges got to see his surfing. They knew he was the prodigy youngster talking about Kolohe, but then you're now on the big stage, you're going against Parco and Fanning and other guys that have been there, done that, the veterans, they know exactly what they need to do. And that's kind of the same here in the USA Championships. We have a lot of talent, but who are the kids that are going to put it together with the jersey on? And then they make the USA team, and then the best of those best make the traveling team. So it's kind of the same thing here going on the World Tour.
Well, let's talk about the World Tour. Coming up July 10th through 21st, we have the J-Bay Open in South Africa. And I guess on everybody's minds is Gabriel Medina. He's just been kind of like, what's the word? I don't want to say stunning.
Invincible.
Shocking. Yeah, he looks invincible. He looks incredible. We've always predicted his time is nine. The Brazilians. How do you feel about his progress thus far?
Well, you're right. I mean, it is his time, and I think he kind of feels that way. He's got the two wins. And, hey, didn't he win Snapper a right point? So here we go into another right point. He's got to be looking like I'm the favorite. And so with that confidence and in that kid's mind with that much talent, well, I would say he's looking at a quarters or better finish. I'll go out on a limb. But with J-Bay, Wes, you have to look at the veterans, because Parco has won a handful of times. Jordy's got some wins there. I mean, and then, you know, Slater, Fanning, let's go down the list. Those guys aren't slouches out at J-Bay, a high-performance wave where everyone has the same opportunity, because if it's pumping, every wave is exactly the same. It's almost like a wave pool that you're saying everyone gets the same wave. Well, here we go with J-Bay, so it's kind of cool. It comes down to the surfing.
Yeah, and speaking of surfing, Kelly Slater is kind of taking a backseat to all this. We've all talked about, you know, his next one, his next championship. Has that ship sailed?
Well, I don't know. I to say that, you would almost look to be a fool, so I'm not going to say that. But, you know, you pose the question, and it just seems as though the new guard is overpowering the old guard. Let's say it like that. So he might have to, you know, dive into the bag of tricks of Kelly Slater. He's done it 11 times, and to say he can't pull out a 12th, I won't go there, but it is becoming more difficult event after event.
You know what? You hit it on the head. Overpowering. Those were the words I was looking for.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. Even with Mick Fanning, you know, to some extent, and dare say I, it just seems like the old guard is getting overpowered by the young guns.
Well, we were wondering when it was going to happen, and I think, you know, when the old guard now was the new guard pushing out the older dudes, those guys didn't want to go. The Potts, the Barton Lynch, Tom Carroll, Tom Curran, you know, the Slaters and the Parkos and the Fannings came on tour, and Luke Egan's, and those guys didn't want to go, and they didn't go lightly, but eventually everything kind of changes, and we're in the midst of that now. Gabriel Medina's, John, you name it, all the young guns, the 20 to 23-year-olds, Julian Wilson, they're pushing out the old guard, and we're seeing it this year.
And we'll see it at J-Bay. Man, Ryan Simmons, doing it down at Trestles. Hey, Ryan, thank you so much for being a part of our show this week, and we're going to catch up with you next week, man.
Sounds great. Love to be on the show, as always.
All right. You're listening to All Action Sports Radio here at allactionsportsradio.com. And this is our song of the week, Bad Sons, We Move Like the Ocean, here on All Action Sports Radio. That's our show this week, and that's our song of the week, Bad Sons. If you like us, email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. I want to thank our guest, Jason Weingart. I want to thank Jesse LaFleur, parkour extraordinaire, Drew Bizanson. Got that one right. Drew, thank you for being a part of our show. And Ryan Simmons, I want to thank you for being our resident surf expert each week. And I want to thank you, our listening audience, for being a part of All Action Sports Radio each and every week. Our crews, Soy Sauce Media, Pam, Jay, you're doing great, man. And, of course, Inspiration, you guys. Go have a killer week now. I'm Wes. I'm out. Gotta find me a big booty woman. Big booty woman is hard to find. I find my big booty woman. Gonna do my duty.